Let's read together 2 Samuel chapter 16. In this chapter, David makes his way of escape down to the Jordan River as Absalom makes his way into Jerusalem to claim the throne. Let's begin by reading the first 14 verses. 2 Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. When David was a little past the top of the mountain, there was Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, who met him with a couple of saddled donkeys, and on them 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean to do with these?" So Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink." Then the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, 'Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.'" So the king said to Ziba, "Here, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I humbly bow before you that I may find favor in your sight, my lord, O king." Now when King David came to Bahurim, there was a man from the family of the house of Saul whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera, coming from there. He came out cursing continuously as he came. And he threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. Also Shimei said thus when he cursed, "Come out, come out, you bloodthirsty man, you rogue. The Lord has brought upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. So now you are caught in your own evil, because you are a bloodthirsty man." Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Please let me go over and take off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David.' Who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai and all his servants, "See how my son, who came from my own body, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone, let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day." And as David and his men went along the road, Shimei went along the hillside opposite him and cursed as he went, threw stones at him, and kicked up dust. Now the king and all the people who were with him became weary, so they refreshed themselves there. Let's begin our study of this chapter in God's Word, 2 Samuel chapter 16, with some background notes. We saw in 2 Samuel chapter 15 that David wisely decided to leave Jerusalem in the face of Absalom's rebellion. David realized that the conspiracy of Absalom was gaining great strength. So David believed it was best for him and the faithful to leave Jerusalem and make their way down through the Judean wilderness to the Jordan Valley and eventually cross the Jordan River before Absalom could organize a pursuit. Furthermore, David knew that if he stayed in Jerusalem and fought, many people would be killed in the civil war, and David did not want to subject the capital city to a bloodbath. As David crossed over the Mount of Olives to the east, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with supplies, but not with Mephibosheth. Ziba said that Mephibosheth wouldn't come because Mephibosheth was hoping that through this civil war, somehow the throne would be restored to the house of Saul and Jonathan, Mephibosheth's father. Now, the big question here is whether Ziba was telling the truth about Mephibosheth or lying about Mephibosheth. The strongest point for the idea that Ziba was lying is in chapter 19. When David came back to Jerusalem, Mephibosheth presented a very good case that Ziba had lied about him. And the only reason Mephibosheth did not go with David into the wilderness was that he was lame and he had no one to help him. Well, we don't know for sure who was telling the truth in this case, but in any event, David believed Ziba at this point and moved on toward the wilderness and the Jordan Valley. That brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for this chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 16. Doctrinal point number one. God sometimes allows the situation to go from bad to worse. God sometimes allows the situation to go from bad to worse. Somewhere east of the Mount of Olives, at a place named Bahurim, a man named Shimei, who was related to the former King Saul, came out and began to curse and throw stones at David. Shimei's taunts were unfair, but not without some foundation. After all, David had murdered Uriah. But David was not responsible for the deaths of Saul and Jonathan, or Ishbosheth, or Abner. In fact, David had gone the extra mile in showing kindness to the house of Saul, such as in the case of Mephibosheth. And the very fact that Shimei was of the house of Saul and still alive shows that David had mercy. David did not seek out and purge any possible claim to the throne from the previous dynasty, as many kings would have done. When Abishai wanted to run over and put this troublemaker out of commission, David said no. David recognized that God had allowed Shimei to curse him. The end of verse 11, "Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him." David even realized that God had allowed this so that something good might come out of it. Verse 12. Now what about us? When things go from bad to worse, and they do many times, would you agree? Do we recognize that God has allowed this to happen? Do we recognize that God can bring something good out of it? As he has promised the believer in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Notice it doesn't say all things are good, but God can work all things together for good. Illustration. A number of years ago, our finances went from bad to worse, and I had to go out and get an extra part-time job just to make ends meet. Little did we realize at that time that my new part-time boss was going to decide to send me to seminary, all expenses paid. God sometimes allows the situation to go from bad to worse. Doctrine point number two, God always provides the believer with help from behind the scenes. God always provides the believer with help from behind the scenes. Verses 15 through 23. Meanwhile, Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. And so it was when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" So Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No, but whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his I will be, and with him I will remain. Furthermore, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son, as I have served in your father's presence? So will I be in your presence." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give advice as to what we should do." And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. Verse 22 here, of course, is fulfillment of Nathan's prophecy of judgment upon David because of his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. "And I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son." 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. Now, in reference to our doctrinal point, we see three areas in this chapter where God, in his grace, provided help for David from behind the scenes. First of all, there was encouragement from the Lord himself. We know this from Psalm 3, which according to the title of the psalm was written by David at this time. I'm reading Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah. Psalm 3. So we know that David found strength and encouragement from the Lord at this time. By the way, if you were facing a similar dilemma as David faced, would you have been able to write a psalm like this, finding your strength and encouragement in the Lord? A second area where we see that God provided help for David from behind the scenes is in verse 14. Now the king and all the people who were with him became weary, so they refreshed themselves there. The Lord brought David and all his company to a place of refreshment along the Jordan River and gave him time to regroup before the attack of Absalom. And finally, there was the help that the Lord provided through Hushai, who was buying time for David by thwarting the counsel of Ahithophel. By the way, who do you think Hushai really had in mind when he said to Absalom in verse 18, and Hushai said to Absalom, "No, but whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his I will be, and with him I will remain." Probably Hushai was thinking of David. So Hushai was not lying when he said that he would serve in Absalom's court as he had served in David's court. That is, serve God's choice of anointed king for the glory of God and the good of Israel. So we see that God provided help for David in different ways. And the Lord will do that for us as well, in many different ways. God always provides the believer with help from behind the scenes. Now, what about practical application from 2 Samuel chapter 16? Can you suffer in silence? Can you suffer in silence? When Shimei cursed and insulted David, David did not retaliate when he could have easily defended himself and removed Shimei with justice. But David suffered in silence. David was able to suffer in silence because, like our Lord himself, he entrusted himself to him who judges righteously. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. David was able to suffer in silence. What about us? Being insulted and mocked and cursed is hard to take, especially when you can retaliate. Can you suffer in silence?